Impact on Tour with Peter Frampton.
So in Washington, D.C., we have the Retirement Professor Radio Show.
We were just in Washington. We did the tiny desk video. Are you aware of that?
I'm not, no.
Oh, well, you should, man. It's happening.
You know, a lot of people wonder, they're listening to the show, whether they should hire a financial coach to help them realize their potential. My thought was, that, you know, maybe it transfers. I mean, everyone needs a mentor in different phases of their lives. And,
right.
And for you musically and for our listeners, it's financially. But, you know, what's the importance of having a mentor or a coach just to accomplish what you're wanting to accomplish?
Well, I think I've always learned from other people and steal from the best, you know. If you want financial advice, then you hang around people that are really good at finances. Yes, a coach would be, I would suggest that. For me, musically, I'm glad I went to lessons. 4 years, it was only 4 years, but it taught me a hell of a lot. But myself, financially, I have got a great team of people that I work with. I didn't have years ago. I wish I had these people back then, but it's very important. I know a lot about music and I wasn't that great at math, so I need a lot of help there. The awful thing with creative people, I think there's less creative people that use both sides of their brain well. You know, I think mine spills over into the calculating side and rubs it out. So it's like, you know, I need help there, but you have to really work with people that you trust and that their agenda is yours when they're talking to you and not theirs.
Right. Who inspired you musically?
Well, I got inspired by American artists like Buddy Holly, Eddie Cochran, Scotty Moore, the guitar player with Elvis. And then the English scene started, which was Cliff Richard and the Shadows. And the Shadows lead guitarist Hank Marvin was a phenomenal player and a great sound on electric. And he inspired me. But also my parents were big fans of Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, the Hot Club de France. And so I would hear that around the house and gradually realize this isn't just jazz, this is great guitar. So Django Reinhardt's a huge, I can't play like him, but I hear him, I listen to him every day, at least one track.
Well, you know, some people are reluctant. I mean, this is true in all phases of life, whether it's finances, music, they're reluctant to change, to improve. Especially people who have been successful the way that you have been. And I was impressed in some of the time that we had to spend together, how you mentioned that you are always striving to be a better guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an impressive quality. And tell me why that's important to you, to consistently try to get better at your craft.
Well, because I was given this passion for music, and specifically passion for guitar. I mean, I play other instruments, piano, keyboards, and drums a little, and have played on record, actually. But I was given whatever this passion is, how I got this passion. It's very important to me that I don't abuse that or take it for granted, you know. And I've had ups and downs in my career, and I've had places where I've been very low and things haven't been going well. But you know what brings me up and brings me back? I look in the corner and there she is. And I go pick up that guitar and I learn something different right that day. And I make sure I do, you know.
Right. It's a passion.
It's a passion. And a passion regenerates itself.
Mm-hmm.
It might lay dormant for a second where you feel down. But, you know, you've only got to just think about that. What's important to you? And it's music for me.
Well, I told my sister that I would pass along this message. She said, you are quite the heartthrob.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And she said that she owned Frampton Comes Alive. Her favorite song was Do You Feel Like We Do?
Right.
And take us back to 1976. During that peak, what was life like for you then?
Well, my life completely changed sort of overnight, even though I've been professional for 15 years at that point, you know, and successful in other bands. But that was beyond all anything I'd ever experienced in my life. It was just that everybody wanted a piece of you at that point. And that was before the internet. That was before video. That was before film and everything, where everything's on camera, you know. And I still got my fair share of paparazzi and stuff like that. But whew, if that had happened in today's, I don't know whether I'd probably take the Gillette way out.
Right. Well, and then this new CD with the acoustic classics, recent release, what it's like to record those hits acoustically and stripped down and, you know, with a completely different feel and mm-hmm. attitude with them.
It was great once I realized the attitude that I had to have in order to make them sound the way I wanted. Okay. You know, first time I recorded a couple of the ones, I thought this is going to be a piece of cake. And of course, I came in the control room and said, I don't like, this isn't right. Something wrong. I missed the band, you know. So then I realized, I've got to go back to the way I performed these when I just wrote them. How did I do that? So that was a case of just messing around, playing the songs differently every day, and a quieter performance to draw you in. I think that was the thing most of all. I didn't sing out all the way like I would on stage. I sang like I was playing you a brand new song, you know, the first time. And it was very important to me that it was something that drew the listener in, as opposed to pushing them away with something that's too garish, you know.
What have you learned through that process?
Oh, that I can do different things. There's more things for me to do than I thought, you know. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would do an acoustic only tour or album.
Right.
And it's been a great source of enjoyment for me, mm-hmm. and inspiration, you know. So I think that's the thing that really surprised me the most, how much I enjoyed doing it, you know. And I think the thing is that I wake up and I want a challenge every day, whether it be to utilize a new recording technique or learn a new riff and take another Django solo and slow it down and right. learn it, you know, just like everybody else does, you know. You know, there's these apps now. There's one called the Amazing Slow Downer okay. that works on PC or Mac. And you can take any track, put it in there, and you can slow it all the way down so you can learn it. You
know? Great. That's awesome. Well, good luck with your upcoming tour. We're hoping to see you on the East Coast at some point.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Winter.
This is Impact on Tour.